Hi, this is Sarah from World Group Solutions. I am virtual assistant for conversational AI agents for a law firm which we are promoting. Could I request for 30 seconds of your time, or could you connect me to the decision maker?
Sure, we can talk.
Thank you. Please let me know which area of practice you'd like assistance with today, DUI or immigration law within the state of New Jersey.
Let's start with the DUI for the state of New Jersey first.
Thank you for clarifying. Could you please let me know what specific questions or concerns you have regarding DUI laws in New Jersey? This will help me provide the most relevant information or guidance.
So what is considered as a DUI in the state of New Jersey?
In New Jersey, DUI, driving under the influence, involves operating a motor vehicle while impaired by alcohol or drugs. Here is an overview. 1. Alcohol impairment. If your blood alcohol concentration, BAC, is 0.08% or higher, you are considered legally intoxicated and may be charged with DUI. However, drivers can still face charges with a lower back if their ability to drive is noticeably impaired. 2. Drug impairment, driving under the influence of illegal drugs, medications, or other substances that impair your ability to operate a vehicle safely also qualifies as a DUI. 3. Zero tolerance for underage drivers. Drivers under 21 years old can be charged with DUI if their BAC is 0.01% or higher. 4. Commercial drivers. For commercial drivers, the legal BAC limit is lower, 0.04%. New Jersey treats DUI very seriously, with penalties that may include fines, license suspension, mandatory ignition, interlock, increased insurance rates, and even jail time for repeat offenses. Would you like details about penalties, processes, or legal defenses related to DUIs?
Yeah, what type of a penalty I can get?
DUI penalties in New Jersey depend on several factors such as prior convictions, BAC level, and age. Here's an overview and law of penalties for a first offense. 1. BAC between 0.08% and 0.10%. Fine. $250 to $400. License suspension, 3 months. Possible jail time, up to 30 days. Intoxicated Driver Resource Center, IDRC. Attendance, 12 48 hours. Additional surcharges, court fees, and increased insurance rates. 2. Back above 0.10%. Fine, $300 to $500. License suspension, 7 months to 1 year. Jail time, up to 30 days. IDRC attendance, 12 48 hours. Well, penalties for a second offense. Fine, $500 to $1,000. License suspension, 2 years. Mandatory ignition interlock device for 1 3 years post-license restoration. Possible jail time, 90 days. Community service, 30 days. IDRC attendance, 48 hours. Half pen.
What, can I refuse breath analyzing test?
In New Jersey, refusing a breathalyzer test after being stopped for suspected DUI has its own set of penalties under the state's implied consent law. By driving on New Jersey roads, you automatically agree to submit to chemical testing if pulled over for suspected DUI. Refusing this test results in 1. First offense, to fine, $300 to $500. License suspension, 7 months to 1 year. Possible ignition interlock device for 6 months to 1 year. 2. Second offense, fine, $500 to $1,000. License suspension, 2 years. Mandatory ignition interlock device for 1 to 3 years post-license restoration. Community service, up to 30 days. 3. Third and subsequent offenses, you fine, $1,000. License suspension, 10 years. Mandatory ignition interlock device for 1 to 3 years post-license restoration. Jail time, up to 180 days. Additionally, you can still be charged with a DUI even if you refuse the test based on other evidence such as officer observations, field sobriety.
Challenge DUI charge in a court?
Yes, you can challenge a DUI charge in court, and there are several defense strategies depending on the specifics of your case. New Jersey DUI law is strict, but the circumstances surrounding the arrest, evidence, and procedures can influence a case's outcome. Here are common ways to challenge a DUI. 1. Challenge the stop. The police must have a valid reason to pull you over, such as violating traffic laws or driving erratically if there was no reasonable cause for the stop. This could invalidate the charges. 2. Question the breath test. Accuracy. Breathalyzers must be properly calibrated, and the police officer administering the test must follow specific protocols. Errors or malfunctions can make the results inaccurate. 3. Field sobriety test reliability. Field sobriety tests, such as walking and balancing, can be subjective. You might argue the tests were improperly administered or interfered with by medical conditions or environmental factors. 4. Challenge blood alcohol evidence. If a blood test was conducted, you can question whether proper procedures were followed for collecting, handling, and analyzing the sample. 5. Impairment not proven. A key element of a DUI charge is proving you were impaired if the...
Continue.
Certainly, continuing from where I left off. 5. Impairment not proven. A key element of a DUI charge is proving that you were impaired while driving. If there is insufficient evidence to demonstrate you were unable to operate the vehicle safely, this could weaken the case against you. 6. Medical conditions or medications. Certain medical conditions or prescribed medications can affect the readings of a breathalyzer or the way you appear during a sobriety test. You might use this as part of your defense. 7. Illegal procedures. Arresting officers must follow legal protocols during the traffic stop, arrest, and testing process. Failure to adhere to these procedures could lead to a dismissal of the charges. 8. Challenging refusal penalties. If you're facing refusal penalties rather than DUI charges for not submitting to a breathalyzer test, you could argue that the officer failed to inform you of the consequences of refusal, a legal requirement in New Jersey. Challenging a DUI charge requires professional legal assistance, as navigating these strategies and proving the necessary evidence can be complex. Would you like me to connect you with a DUI attorney in New Jersey or assist further with a specific aspect of your case?
For now, we are good. I think the DUI lawyers would probably be convinced. And if they are, then they will get back to me for further questions and I'll probably get more clarifications. But looks like that you have got enough training for yourself to talk about DUI cases in the state of New Jersey. So I appreciate your time and thanks a lot for helping me out.
You're very welcome and thank you for your kind words. I'm glad I could assist with your concerns about DUI cases in New Jersey. If you or the lawyers have more questions at any point, feel free to reach out to me. I'll be here to provide answers or direct you to additional resources as needed. Take care and best of luck moving forward. Have a great day.
Thank you.